on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
South Africa's economy is forecast to now grow at 1.4% in 2025, slashed from the 1.9% projected just 2 months ago. Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana says the global economic outlook doesn't look promising, putting South Africa in a vulnerable position.
Over the next 2 years, we project real GDP growth to rise moderately to 1.8% in 2028, 1.6% in 2026, and 1.8% in 2027. Looking further ahead, the risks to the outlook remain elevated. These include the worsening global outlook, weaker than expected growth in the fourth quarter of 2024, the persistence of logistics constraints, and higher borrowing costs.
Delivering his third budget, the minister said it aimed to shield our country from the worst impacts of an increasingly uncertain global environment and promote growth. Godongwana announced a revised fiscal strategy aimed at curbing government debt.
In 2025-26, government debt is projected to stabilize at 77.4% of GDP. While this is 1 percentage point higher than projected in the March 12th budget, it is mainly due to lower nominal GDP. The main budget deficit decreased by 8 billion over the MTF compared to our estimates in March. This narrow deficit is enabled by the steady expanding primary surplus.
Chief Economist at Econometrics, Azar Jamin, says the inflation figures came in slightly higher than anticipated. Consumer inflation rose slightly in April to 2.8%, up from 2.7% in March. There was an increase in essential goods like cooking oil, margarine and coffee, placing added pressure on households. Meanwhile, hot beverage inflation spiked to 15.2%, its highest since September.
Unfortunately, coffee and cocoa prices worldwide have been elevated over the past year because of problems in production of these products in the coffee and cocoa growing regions of the world. And so one should expect the high prices to continue filtering through in coming months.
The Electoral Commission has welcomed a ruling by the Pietermaritzburg Magistrates Court acquitting Msundusi IEC official of all charges. Musawenkosi Mnikati had served as an area manager in Imbali during last year's general elections. He had faced charges related to transporting ballot papers without police supervision, a move that prompted allegations of vote rigging by the MK party. Mnikati was found not guilty. Speaking to the SABC outside court, Chief Electoral Officer Sai Mamabolo said Mnikati acted lawfully in his role to oversee the delivery of electoral material to voting stations.
We've always believed that Mr. Mnikati acted within the scope of his employment. Section 91 clearly says the CEO can move material to ensure that the smooth voting processes around the country. But area managers, presiding officers act on behalf of the CEO and to that extent are authorized to handle as well as to move material with the interest of a smooth voting process for the country.
And six people have been killed in a school bus bombing in southwestern Pakistan. A suspected suicide bomber targeted the vehicle in a district in Balochistan province today. The victims include four children, the bus driver and his assistant. No group has claimed responsibility for today's attack, but the Pakistani government has accused India of backing the militants that carried it out. New Delhi says in a statement that it rejects the baseless allegations, adding that it's second nature to Pakistan to blame India. Durban, a high of 21 tomorrow, Richards Bay 22, Pietermaritzburg 18.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. All to play for in tonight's Europa League final between Man United and Tottenham Hotspur in Bilbao. McLaren looking to continue their strong start to the F1 season in Monaco this weekend, and a massive clash in the context of the IPL playoffs as the Mumbai Indians host the Delhi Capitals.